Welcome to the High Percentage Podcast. Disappointing you with math.
Welcome back to the High Percentage Podcast. Today we're talking about those submissions that we all know are useless, but we won't admit and we keep teaching everybody. High Percentage is brought to you by Keenan Cornelius's online lapel guard encyclopedia. This is a great 7-hour DVD, but it's not even, you don't have to order it as a DVD. You can do an online portal similar to like Keenan Online, what he offers. But what's different between this and Keenan Online is this specifically focuses on his lapel guard game, and he goes more in depth than he goes in Keenan Online, which is more of kind of an all-around training platform. So if you're a guard player, or if you're just looking for a different system to kind of differentiate your game from others, what's great about this system is it is proven to be high percentage. Keenan is using it at the highest levels against other black belts, and we're going to see him work it probably by the end of the month, because he's going to compete at the Worlds. And I noticed that when he does gi, he's very much a guard player. When he does no gi, he's maybe a little bit more top game, but I guess that's not even true. I mean, I've seen him, you know, against like his Kevin Casey match, he was really working from the bottom. Lapel guard is a really great, unique system. It involves kind of grabbing that low lapel sort of below the belt and then using it to, do things like the lasso guard, inversions, back taking. It's great because it's a guard that there's not a lot of well-defined counters out for it yet. So I'd say if probably for the next, you know, maybe the rest of the year, it'll be a pretty dominant guard, especially if you're incorporating it kind of at like the brown, purple, blue belt level, where people are still maybe kind of fleshing out their fundamentals or other parts of their game. It's something I've been experimenting a lot with lately, and I've been finding good success in it, even though I've traditionally been kind of more of a no-gi guy. When I force myself to put on the gi, I like to play a little lapel guard and mess around with it. If you're interested in this, you can enter the code HIGHPERCENTAGE at checkout. That's high, the word, and then the percent symbol, and you'll get 10% off, and you'll support us in the podcast and the website as well. I am super stoked to say that I've been looking for additional sponsors for the podcast, and I found one. I can't announce it yet, but it's way different than Keenan's Lapel Guard Encyclopedia, and it's more than a sponsor. It's actually going to be a partnership between myself and the company. And God, I wish I could say something, but I'm going to wait maybe another week or two until it's kind of sealed and I can start directing traffic to that site. But it's going to benefit people that listen to this podcast and go to my website a lot, and it fits really well with the high percentage mission. So we'll table that for now, and let's get talking about low percentage submissions. So the inspiration for today's podcast came from reading John Donaher's Instagram a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about what he thought was the most low percentage submission, and his conclusion was it was the Americana. And I completely agree with him. It is one of the lower percentage submissions, but it's even more interesting than that, because it's a submission that we all sort of understand that it's low percentage, but for some reason we insist on making it one of the very early submissions that people learn. So it's funny, we devote a lot of time to something that we fully expect students to kind of abandon. And you know, people that do pull it off, you see it pulled off a little bit at the white belt level. And actually my coach, Daniel Thomas, he was competing at the master's level. I'm talking masters. He was like 60 years old. And I saw him like wreck his division. He submitted a guy with an Americana from Mount. So I saw that and I was like, well, you know, maybe the Americana is higher percentage than I think. But John Donaher seems firmly in the minds that it is not. And when I read that, I actually thought, hey, I can contribute to that, because I have some a lot of data for white and blue belt matches about what are the low percentage submissions. And what is surprising is not that the Americana is one of them, because it is, but that there are other submissions that are surprisingly low percentage, and I want to share some data with you. So let's start with the Americana, because that was the one that prompted this whole discussion. It is not a high percentage submission, as Donaher observed. When we watched 100 gi matches just amongst white belts, what we found is that 2 matches out of 100 were finished by an Americana. The Americana itself was attempted 7 times, 5 times it did not finish, 2 times it did. Now, that's very low percentage, but just to put a disclaimer on it, I guess, only 1 out of 3 of all those 100 matches finished by submission. So submission finishes were rare. We've talked about that before at the white belt level. But then amongst that, the Americana was very rare to see a finish. But also what's surprising is it was only attempted 7 times. Compare that to something like the armbar from the top. That was attempted a whopping 34 times, which means that when fighters are in mounts, the Americana seems to be a submission that they don't even really try much of the time compared to other ones. When we look up at the blue belt level, half of all blue belt matches just about finished in submission, so the submission rate almost doubled. As far as the Americana, it was kind of a mediocre performer. There were more finishes than at the white belt level. There were 7 Americana finishes, more than some of the really low finishing rate submissions, but not as much as some of the really high ones. If you want to talk about some really poorly performing submissions, the very first one to talk about is the collar choke from the guard. This is a classic submission that it's like the Americana. The Americana is one of the very first submissions that a lot of students learn from mount, and the collar choke from the bottom is one of the very first submissions that we learn from the guard. But its finishing rate is absolutely abysmal at both the white and the blue belt level. White belt in particular, there was one match that finished in a collar choke out of 100. And unlike the Americana, it was actually attempted many, many times. So there were 22 collar choke submission attempts, collar chokes from the bottom, and 21 of them failed. So that speaks to the low finishing rate. There were very few collar choke attempts from the top. And when we look at it in blue belt, let me get the data right here. Okay, so at blue belt, 5 matches were finished by collar choke from the guard. And actually, I take it back. It was collar choke period, so some of those I think were finished from the top. I don't have that on hand. But that's actually lower than the Americana. Now, I know for some of the instructors or maybe some of the traditionalists, you're probably screaming at me right now saying, well, the collar choke from the guard is not necessarily about submitting people. And that's absolutely right. You know, everyone knows that the collar choke is, it's a submission, but in some ways it's more of just a credible threat that you throw up to kind of occupy your opponent and set up other sweeps and submissions. So for that reason alone, I don't think anyone's suggesting that we should not practice the collar choke from the guard. But you'd be surprised in competition how many competitors are really trying to finish that collar choke, and they're expending a lot of effort and time to get a choke. And clearly, they're not thinking that it's just some sort of a setup for a larger technique. I mean, they're really trying to get it. But statistically, there's a very low chance it's going to happen. Okay, so we talked about 2 submissions that everyone kind of knows is low percentage, the Americana and the collar choke from the guard. But what I think is the most interesting submission to talk about is one that we tend to seem to think is very high percentage, but the data shows that it's not. What do you think that is? It's the rear naked choke. So the rear naked choke in 100 white belt matches only finished 5 matches out of 10 attempts. At the blue belt level, where we watched 150 matches and they were in both the gi and no gi, only 2 matches finished with the rear naked choke. One was in the gi and one was in no gi, as opposed to something like the bow and arrow, which is dominant at the blue belt level. And I'm going to do a whole nother episode where I talk about what submissions are dominating the tournament scene at those levels right now. But the point is that the rear naked choke is something that all of us spend a lot of time on. And particularly for no-gi, there's a perception that it's a higher percentage submission, and that makes sense because there's less cloth, so it's a little bit easier to get it, and it is easier to get it. But for whatever reason, in competition, people are not winning their matches with the rear naked choke. I think in the gi, the bow and arrow choke is just a more attractive option, or one of the various lapel chokes from the back. And in no-gi, what we saw was that most submissions are actually happening from the guard, which was surprising to me. Now, I'm not willing to go as far as to say that no one should be using those submissions, because clearly people do use them, and they're still good fundamental submissions to learn. But let's just apply some basic game theory to this. In order to get a rear naked choke on someone, you have to do several other things correctly. You have to pass their guard, you have to take their back, and you have to control their back long enough to apply a submission. So just from a time and energy that you spend standpoint, it might not be the most efficient thing to spend tons and tons of time on the rear naked choke. Better focus your energy on just taking the back, period, because once you're on someone's back, you've essentially won the fight, submission or not. Same with the Americana. You know, there are a lot of attacks that you can do from the mount, enough that it's worth your time to get a little bit choosy. So if the Americana is really low percentage, then maybe it doesn't make as much time to focus on that. Ironically, the one standout where I would actually defend your right to learn it is the collar choke from the guard. Even though it is the lowest performing submission that we saw at the white and not quite at the blue, but it was down at the bottom at the blue belt level, it's still worth learning because, like I mentioned before, the collar choke is a credible threat that people have to deal with, which plays into the tempo game. And also, you know, if you've ever rolled with any good purple belt, you know that they can threaten you with a collar choke, and before you know it, they've set up a sweep or an armbar or various different things. So it's sort of a gateway into a larger game. But beyond that, it's worth us thinking about, and this is one thing that I'm really proud of with High Percentage, is getting some good data on what submissions are most likely to seal the deal in competition, because let's face it, there's too many submissions to learn, and eventually we need to become experts in the submissions that we feel we're best at, that are best fits for us. And if you haven't learned what's a best fit for you, why not play the odds? And the odds are that you're not going to get a collar choke from the guard. So if you're doing it, it should be to set up something else. And the odds are you're not going to get an Americana from the mount. You're way more likely to get an armbar. And as far as the rear naked choke, I'll leave it up to you. If you've taken the back, you've essentially won the fight anyway, so do what you want to do. That's all for this podcast. If you want to check out all the articles that we've published over on the website, you can go to highpercentagemartialarts.com. If you want to get in contact with us, I'm at highpercentagemartialarts@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page where we update with all of our articles, our podcasts, and I even do a Facebook Live once a week where we watch tournaments and matches in real time and do some of the data recording so you can get a little insight into our process. I should mention that if you want to keep track with other projects that I'm involved in, I'm the managing editor of a great website called ujujitsu.com. I write articles on there, and also I help corral the other writers. We try to put out quality content every week. And I've also written a book called The True Believers. It's available on Amazon. You can just Google The True Believers, Lewis Martin. It's kind of a biography of my early martial arts training in Monterey. Check that out. Thank you for listening to this, and we'll see you next week on the High Percentage Podcast.